Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 what's going on? It's time for another episode of Girl Talk with your girl, Anika Brooke, and with me, Erica D. So, you guys got to tell us how everything's going out there. How's everything tonight? How's it going with you, Anika?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Erica D, how you doing today?
Not too bad. Super lazy, but not too bad. It was super rainy and... you know, that kind of lover's weather, I guess I could say, you know, where you just have a warm body laying next to you while you while you enjoy that crazy weather, yeah. So,
the cuddle weather.
Right, cuddle weather. Besides that, it's all to the good. And I've been cuddling up with my my heated blanket, my electric blanket. So we've been having a great little rendezvous. I had a Popeye. Had some little snacks, watching some basketball.
Hey.
Wine. We're just having a ball over here. Just a ball. Calm me down. But yeah, so you had a good week. Good week, right?
I had a good week. And awesome. Like you said, it was rainy here too in Flint. But today was pretty decent. And today was a chill day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. So, well, now it's time to get down to business. And see what it is that we're going to talk about tonight. So, did you have anything that you wanted to get off your chest first, or anything anybody's brought to you?
Well, actually, I ran across a very interesting article that I shared on my Facebook. And it's about, they're called pleasure robots. This is the headline, pleasure robots that are being made to replace men by 2025. Now, these robots, they're supposed to be, you know, life-size robots, and they will have a face, and you use glasses, so it's like more of a virtual experience, so you'll see a quote-unquote real person, and the robot can replace a man or a woman. And I thought that was interesting and crazy at the same time.
Wow. Yeah, that's super crazy. That's super crazy. So that means that my electric blanket would actually be a robot.
A robot. A life-size. Yes, a life-size robot. Yes.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. I definitely would want one that came heated, though, if I were to get one. He's got to come heated because I like that warmness.
Well, with the skin-like material.
Yeah, that would be crazy. You know, I was even watching, I saw a documentary one time. I forgot what the name of it was. But they were showing where these people were so into technology that they were making up these robots that you're talking about, you know, for the people were living with these robots. And, like, this is going to be, like, that article said it was gonna be the thing. And I saw that on your Facebook and I thought that was crazy. Like, if I don't want to be by myself, I got somebody sitting right next to me who's not even real. Like, that's crazy.
But see, and that's where I think things start getting a little interesting and different, because if technology is so advanced, and clearly it's advancing every day, so the first thing I think about when I saw this article was the movie I, Robot, where, do you remember that movie with Will Smith?
Yeah.
These robots eventually, you know, had a mind of their own, and they started, you know, basically rebelling.
Retaliating.
And I think about that. But then I think about, how different is it to have a robot as opposed to having, like, a toy now, just a vibrator? What's the big difference?
That's true. You know, I'm not super big on toys, because I just, maybe I haven't found the right person to play toys with, but I don't know how I would feel. I would feel so creeped out. But it reminded me, remember that weird movie that came out and it was called She? And it was like the guy was in love with the Siri and the phone or something like that. It was something really different like that. And it was weird. He's like walking around talking to his phone, and bad enough that we do that anyways and we're actually talking to a person on the other end. But to go as far as, Her? That's the name of the movie, was Her. I was like,
yeah,
so weird.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So then I guess this would just probably appeal more to people who have that type of fetish. And that's a very interesting fetish to have, because that would be far, far from me on my list of fetishes. You know,
I agree. Me too.
I wonder how that would go or how that works out.
But you know what, there are people now who have the fetishes of, you know, blow up dolls and things of that nature. So this may be seventh heaven for them, you know, and I'm not knocking anybody.
That's true.
That's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Me neither. You know, I'd rather them be taking it out on a toy or a balloon or a robot than going to hurt some innocent person. But, you know, I did happen to hear a while back that we did have, that people are starting to have virtual sex, the glasses on, and it's some kind of simulation through a computer or something like that, and you're actually, like, able to build your own person, what you want him or her to look like. You can have girl on girl, guy on girl, guy on guy, whatever it is you want. And, like, you can actually, when they're touching you, it feels like they're actually touching you. It's just so different. I guess it would help with masturbation,
though. Would you do it?
I mean, I might would if I think about it. I think I might would. I just to try it and see what it's like. I mean, because it seems like it would be more better than just plain old masturbation where you got to try to concentrate and use your mind at the same time, your imagination. It can get difficult sometimes.
Masturbation?
So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you're trying to use your imagination and masturbate at the same time, you know, it's like you got to keep your rhythm going over here. You're still trying to keep yourself in the mood. So that virtual reality would be a good
thing. It is not that complicated. Erica D. It is not that complicated.
Maybe it just takes a lot more for me. But I'm telling you, it's just like, I think the glasses would be pretty cool, though. I'd try the glasses.
I think that would be fun. I think that would be fun. Just
yeah.
One good time just to see. What is it?
What it's all about. I'm down for one time. But for somebody like me, that would probably be better than the robots. The robots, I don't know.
Well,
robots.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be
that's
a little
too much
creepy.
For me.
Well, what? Okay, so we were touching on fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
What fetish experiences have you encountered or heard about?
Oh, well, when it comes to fetishes, I have been with a person that has had a fetish for feet, and I don't
that's
have
common.
A fetish for feet. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't like that part of my body at all, period. It's probably one of the most important, but I don't do feet. So it would just kind of make me feel a little odd, you know, at times. Let me see, anything else that might have been a little out of the ordinary. I think that's the weird, I mean, and I shouldn't say weird, that's the most different that I've come across.
Now, I've heard about, you know, people really having feet fetishes. I mean, serious feet fetishes. Foot fetishes, rather.
Well, what about you?
I've heard about, you know, some really interesting things out there, like, some people like pain. And so.
Oh, yeah, I could get that. It depends on the pain. I know some people that go from a lower pain to a higher pain. So that is true. I've heard of that.
Some people have a fetish for when we go to shoes, heels. You know, high heels, like the high heel fetish, hand fetish, you know, lip fetish. There's a lot of fetishes out there.
But I wonder if, you know, I've never really just met a person who says I have a such and such fetish. I mean, so are fetishes just things that you just come right out and just talk to people about? Like, yeah, just so that I don't freak you out, I have a foot fetish. Or what? How would you react if somebody had a fetish that you did not like, and they just actually went to like fulfill their fetish, and you were just like, awkward pineapples? Like, what? How did you react in that situation?
Well, it depends on who it is and what the fetish is.
Yeah.
So give me a scenario.
Okay, well, what's a fetish where you're like, absolutely no?
Like, bodily functions like urinating and stuff like that, bowel movements.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
but there are
negative
people who are really into that stuff, you know. I mean, some interesting people out.
Yeah, that is true. Like, I have seen through YouTube, like, things people have sent me, showed me, or told me about. So I get that, yeah. I would definitely draw the line there. But, of course, I don't even care for the foot fetish thing because I'm just, like, weird like that. I don't know.
I mean, I think the foot fetish is a very common one. It's a
common,
very safe one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's safe. I'm just, So if that person, like, had that fetish, I guess people who have fetishes don't necessarily want you to return the favor back to them, right? Or do they? Do you know?
I don't know. Does anybody out there have a specific fetish and they would like to share it with us? And, you know, do you want to, how do you like to receive or, you know, give? How does that work? Share.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about that. Yeah, totally love to hear about it.
You can
call
anonymous.
But when I think about it, yeah, right? You can call anonymous. Nobody will bless you out. You don't have to say your name. Just let us know where you're from. Or you can even come up with a fake place where you're from. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't think I have any fetishes. I mean, I don't know. I never really sat down and thought about it.
But then I think it's a fine line between fetishes and things that you just really like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. Well, you know, now there was a situation that did come up. And I was talking with some friends, and this girl was telling me how she went out to this wedding and she met this guy. And speaking of fetishes, I would think that the way she told us the story, this was a fetish for this person. Anyhow, she met this guy. They hit it off perfectly. They hooked up after they first met, so that same night. And they talk after that, day after that, they talked on the phone every day. They're like almost inseparable. But a fetish that he had that he let her know was that he didn't mind, like, a dildo being placed around certain areas. So when she got to that part, I was just like, wow, that's interesting. You know, so what did you do? So she went along with it. So instead of, you know, they went to the sex store, and which I encourage all couples, or even you by yourself to do, just go to the sex store and just look around.
Sure.
But, you know, they went to the store, and he had her to get a shorter, smaller one. As opposed to a big strap-on.
Wait. A strap-on?
Yeah, a strap-on. I know. I said dildo at first, but it was a strap-on. So they went back to the house, and so she proceeded to pull it out, strap it on, and he was okay with it. Well, I think she bought both of them. She said she bought the bigger one and the smaller one. So she tried the bigger one. He didn't like it. She tried the smaller one. He was good with it. So the first thing that I had to ask her was, like, what did you get from it? Like, I don't know what I would receive from it.
Was it empowering?
And, was it what?
Empowering for her.
I guess it was. She was saying that she felt good. Yeah, it sounded that way. She said she feels good because he felt good. And I'm like, maybe I'm just in that selfish stage right now, but I'm not thinking that feels so good, and I feel very odd. So I don't know if a guy said something like that to me. We have to figure out ways. If anybody out there can call in and tell us ways to turn a person down from particular fetishes that you just don't want to do besides just saying, hell no, that would be awesome.
But no.
But,
see, I get the concept of, you know, doing something to please the other person, and that would excite and please me. I get that. But going as far as to, you know, put on
strap
a strap on.
No.
No.
In that scenario, there's nothing in that scenario that turns me on. Not to mention there were other questions that had to be asked in regards to him even caring for that type or having that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they're happy, mm-hmm. if that's what works for them, then hey, more power to them. It clearly
that is
works.
True. That is true, because if my dude tells me to put on a chicken suit, I'm very pleased with putting on a chicken suit and doing what I need to
and
do.
Cluck.
Let's get this party
cluck,
started.
Cluck,
that's
all.
Right. And I'm clucking. I'm clucking and laying eggs all around his feet. So whatever it is that you do behind your closed doors, it's all good. It's all to the good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, that brought up a lot of interesting situations because, you know, she was freshly out of a relationship, and I wasn't sure if it was just the excitement of being with somebody else as opposed to the exciting things that he was telling her to do. Because she was clearly an older woman. She wasn't in her 20s or early 30s or anything like that. She was old enough, and then I thought, well, maybe, you know, was she bisexual all these years and never touched that side or maybe dibbled in it once or twice with a boyfriend, you know, in the form of a threesome, and it just didn't come back right? You know, like what happened in that scenario?
I don't know. See,
interesting.
Are they still together?
Yeah. She clearly wants to go down there and move with him, but I'm like, how do you know his boyfriend's not there where he lives in the other state? So I don't
his
know.
His boyfriend?
Best,
okay.
Best
so,
of luck.
Okay. That's a whole
best
thing.
Best of luck.
Now,
right.
here's my sick side. Now, I clearly, you know, everyone has a sick side. If I were to entertain it, if I decided to do it, I'm going to do it once and I'm going to leave you alone.
You said one time and it's done?
And then it's done, just to see what it was like. And then, because I'm going to be like, okay, I'm not, you go both ways. And so.
Yeah.
I'm just going to see if you're serious, if you're seriously going to let me do this. And if you
and, you know, that may have been what she was doing, too, but I don't know if they still use that strap on or not. I just don't know. I don't know. I get what you're saying, the curiosity of it all, but.
I would lose
it. I think while I'm putting it on, I'd be losing respect, and my face would just be like, this is what you really want. This is what you really need right now. I don't know. I don't even know if I could go through with that. I don't know. But it's all good. It's all good. That's them. You know, one guy did ask me an interesting question today. You know, and part of it was, he had listened in last week when we were talking about being married, wearing condoms and stuff like that. But he was saying that a lot of guys would like to know, why is it that when we go and why is it the guy always has to hurry and initiate sex all the time? How come females don't initiate the sex? And I thought,
okay,
you
know, okay, now you said, okay, repeat that. I'm sorry.
He wanted to know, why is it that all, he said that when a guy and a girl first get together, maybe the guy does always attack the woman, but why is it the guy always has to be aggressive towards the woman to have sex? Why doesn't the woman want to have sex by herself? I mean, you know, be the aggressor towards us. Why aren't they coming and asking us for sex? And I was like, I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know that I would want to.
Not all the time. I mean, you do like the guy to be the aggressor, and you do want him to be like the main guy. But you know, I don't know. And then I think it depends on the people that you're with, because I'm not a huge aggressive woman. So, you know, I don't know if the mood hits me, it'll hit me, and I'll go get what I want. I'll try to, but I don't know. I thought that was a good question.
I mean, sometimes it would be cool to initiate, but I don't want to be the initiator all the time, because a woman wants to, I mean, men do too, I'm sure, but a woman really wants to know that, you know, when her man is initiating, that he wants her, he desires her, he's, you know, craving her. So that makes us feel good. And
yeah, that's true.
So I don't want to be the one initiating all the time with my dude, because that's making me feel like, okay, what's up?
Well, I told him the penis does the picking. So that's why most women aren't as aggressive, because, you know, they're waiting on the guy who has all the power to pick and choose whoever he wants to be with to do his picking.
Mm-mm,
so
I don't like
that's,
that.
That's
but...
what I think. Well, I... That's pretty much how it kind of is, though, you know. Some people just roll with the go with the flow, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I did tell him too. If you're out there cheating, no woman wants to be aggressive because you're cheating. That's backwards.
Yeah.
So who knows? So what did
so
you
no
think about the discussion
it.
We had last? Now, yeah, everybody's afraid to call in. Last week they were on fire and wanted to talk about the offer on, but no callers tonight. No guys, no girls. Nobody has any questions. They all have perfect relationships.
Of course.
In the best sex. Huh?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
But I don't know. What do you think about cooking? Do you think when you're a couple and you cook together that that's okay?
Sure. That's fun.
Yeah. I think that's hot. I love that a lot. When you, you know, when you're in a relationship and you cook with somebody else. But it just seems like nowadays there's so many fly-by-night relationships, you know. Some people want so many different things, you know, from relationships. They're just, I don't know, it's all kinds of things.
What do you mean fly by night?
I don't know. Like, we're just like buddies. Everybody's got a friend or a buddy or something like that. And it's like you're having these empty relationships because you're just hooking up with each other and there's nothing to it, you know? Like, the guy that could be really trying to get to you is being blocked by a friend. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think there's just so many of us out there that are just, maybe that's not what we want, but that's what we accept, is that, okay, I'll be his friend for now, and maybe it'll change his mind. And when you spend so much time with a person, they do, I think, tend to have feelings for you. But, you know, guys and girls are made up differently. So, I don't know. Some guy can either call in and make a comment about it, but I think if a guy says it's just a friend forever, then that's just going to be his friend forever. And a female can say that it's going to be their friend forever, and then things change, and he wore his hair to the side a certain way, and you're like falling in, you know, falling for him. So
are
know.
We talking about just friends or friends with benefits?
Well, I guess they're all the same to me. You get to a certain age, friends with benefits are the same thing as friends.
No. No.
No? No. Well, do enlighten me. You can tell I don't have very many friends.
No, see, to me, because here's, I don't know, because, you know, in order for me and a man to be intimate, then I need to know that our intentions, that we're on the same page. It's not,
right.
I don't, you know, I'm not into casual. And so when I think about friends, I think about casual. And, you know, if we're not on the same page and headed in the same direction, then no, thank you. I can save my goods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For someone
yeah.
who really is, on the same page.
Deserve
so,
it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I totally get that, and I'm not mad at you about that, because, you know, I'm the more I move forward, the more I feel like that, you know. I don't want to crowd up my life with a bunch of situations that are going nowhere when I want a situation to go somewhere. So, you know, I guess it just depends on the timing mm-hmm. of it all. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Well, seems like that was a good quick little talk there. We had a few people in the studio, but I think they're still a little shy. But you guys have to stay tuned because it'll be soon. We'll be moving to a different time. So you'll want to stay tuned and stay posted for that. And I really appreciate everybody tuning in. Anika, did you have anything that you wanted to put out there for Girls Talk before we get out of here?
Well, I would like to ask everyone to go ahead and go to my website. And if you're in the area, book a service, Brooks Skin and Wax Boutique, www.brooksskinandwax.com. Just if you're not in the area, just check out the website. Look at the services. If you have any questions, shoot me an email or what have you, and I'll be happy to answer. And just thank you.
Sounds beautiful. I need to see you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
I told you I call the bush factor, and I'm not crazy about the bush factor. So it was so cool that we got to sit down and chit chat and. Nobody wanted to talk with us, but it's always good to talk to you, girls. So
absolutely,
you know.
I agree. Well, thank you for having me.
No problem, and I will talk to you later and next week. Love
All
everybody,
right.
And make sure you tune in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.